An idiom is a group of words established by usage as having a meaning not deducible from those of the individual words, meaning the literal sense does not equate to the intended meaning. Some common idioms are, it's raining cats and dogs, killing time, eat your heart out, and the non-kosher, when pigs fly. Each phrase, when taken literally, implies a visual meaning that is quite different than its intended meaning. The words used convey a specific visual idea, however, the meaning is quite different. In looking at the examples I had provided, and their actual meaning will show that the meaning is far from the meaning it should be when you take the terminology literally. It's raining cats and dogs means it's raining extremely hard. Killing time means you're waiting. Eat your heart out is an expression invoking envy towards someone. And when pigs fly is a response to something that whatever was said will never happen. We see the use of idioms throughout our culture. Likewise, there are regional idioms. In New England, the term wicked is added to emphasize something, such as wicked good means that it is better than good, but it is really good. However, if you are in the South and you hear the term used, you would not associate wicked as a word that emphasizes whatever it is associated with. I provide this background because just as culture uses idioms in communicating thoughts and ideas, so too does the word of Adonai. Throughout the scriptures, there are over 1,000 Hebrew idioms. This means both the Tanakh, or Jewish Bible, and Brith Hadashah, or New Covenant, writings comprise them. Yeshua not only taught in disguised Jewish parables, but constantly used idioms when communicating his message. To be fluent in Hebrew, Greek, or Aramaic, or Aramaic isn't sufficient, because not only are idioms language-based, but are also culturally influenced. This is a dynamic that many believers miss, because all scripture is taken literally. Over the next several episodes of Messianic Perspectives, we will look at Hebrew idioms and their true meaning. During the month of July, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message, Whatever Happened to the Sabbath, to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom, thank you for listening.